Good morning. On Sunday the 21st of November 2021, our readings for today are from Revelation chapter 1, verse 4 to verse 8, and the Gospel according to St. John chapter 18, verse 33 to 37. And before I start into either one of these two passages, I want to introduce the sermon today by sharing with you what I've been doing this past year. Because roughly from the beginning of this year, I preached a sermon, I think it was in January time, and where I challenged people to read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. And as I heard myself giving this challenge, I found God saying to me that I should write devotionals on the Gospels. And so, as I say, somewhere around the beginning of this year, I started on the Gospel of St. Matthew. And I'm currently on the Gospel according to St. Mark. And in particular, I've arrived at chapter 4. And if you want to read the first part of Mark chapter 4, you come across the parable of the sower. And the sower sowing the seed, and the seed falling on four types of ground. But in Mark chapter 4 and verse 9, Jesus says, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And then he goes on later on in that chapter, and the disciples are asking Jesus to explain to them what the meaning of the parable is about. And Jesus turns to his disciples and tells them, "If you're not able to understand this parable, how are you going to understand any of the parables?" But as I said, Jesus says in Mark chapter 4, verse 9, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And I say that because that's the devotional that I wrote today. Well, actually, that I wrote yesterday on Saturday morning, the 20th of November. And if you get the WhatsApp, you'll be able to look that up. If you go to my website, alancapper.com, alancapper.com, you'll be able to find that particular devotional. And I would challenge you to go and to read it and hopefully read some of the other things that I've written. But I've written these things because God started something in me at the beginning of 2019, and it's a journey that I've been on over these past 3 years. And in a way it's amazing, but it's no surprise or shock to me that the sermon that I'm about to preach, or that I've actually started preaching, I'm talking about and sharing with you, is going to be on John chapter 18. And the fact that I've written about Mark chapter 4, and I've been writing about Mark chapter 4 over the past week, there's different things that God's shown me, but just yesterday morning on Saturday, I wrote, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Now let me read John chapter 18, and there only are a few verses, so I'm going to read the whole passage, verse 33 to 37. "Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus and said to him, 'Are you the king of the Jews?' Jesus answered him, 'Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?' Pilate answered, 'Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?' Jesus answered, 'My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here.' Pilate therefore said to him, 'Are you a king then?' Jesus answered, You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. And that's it ending in verse 37. So let me just read verse 37 again. I wanted to read the passage to put it in context so that you knew where this came from. But Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" And Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Jesus came to bear witness to the truth. Everything that Jesus spoke was truth, and it was the truth because it was about himself. And I say that because we read in the Bible about Jesus. John chapter 1 tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then in verse 14 of John chapter 1, it says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so the Bible, the Word of God, is talking about Jesus, and Jesus tells the truth. And so the whole Bible is the truth because it's all about Jesus. And so Jesus came to bear witness to the truth. But the bit that particularly jumped out at me today was the bit that says this, right at the very end of John chapter 18, right at the very end of verse 37. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Now, I introduced by talking about going through the Bible and getting to Mark chapter 4. And so let me remind you, Mark chapter 4 and verse 9, Jesus says, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And it's at the end of the parable of the sower sowing the seed, and some of the seed falls on the wayside and is plucked away. And I shared in my devotional about how the thief comes to steal. John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, to kill and destroy. But Jesus says, "I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." So in the parable of the sower sowing the seed, some falls by the wayside and the thief comes to steal it away. The birds of the air come and pluck it up off the ground, and the seed doesn't get to take root. And some people are like that. Even though they hear, that don't actually hear anything. It doesn't sink into their heart. They hear with their ears on their head, but they don't actually hear with their heart. And then some seed falls on shallow ground, and it grows quickly. But when the sun comes up, it withers and it dies. John 10:10, the thief comes but to steal and to kill. And so some of the seed is killed. In other words, it doesn't get an opportunity to take root. People respond to the word of God as if they really love it and they're really excited and they're on fire. But you know, the Bible talks aright about saying that don't promote somebody who quickly comes to faith, or don't promote somebody who seems to have a new and a fresh story. But rather, we're supposed to let them sit for a while, because those kind of people may not bear fruit and they may fall by the wayside. And so their witness, their testimony isn't of good value. So some seed falls on the wayside, some seed falls into shallow ground. Then it talks about how other seed falls into what appears to be good soil, but there's weeds and there's tares is another word that the Bible uses, and so that the weeds grow up and they choke the plant and it does not bear fruit. And so there are some people who do come in and do appear to have a form of godliness about them, but they still haven't allowed the word to penetrate into their heart. Because whenever Jesus says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Everybody has ears. We've all got ears on the side of our head. But he's talking about the ears of our heart. And I believe it links in with this passage in John 18. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. And you see, the problem is, everybody is not of the truth. Now, many people will read my sermons, or listen to my sermons, sorry, and will read my devotionals, and they'll read devotionals and listen to sermons and to teachings of many people on the internet, because it's so easy to get access to knowledge and information about the Word of God and about God, about Jesus, the Father, the Holy Spirit. But not everybody will hear. Not everybody will allow what they read, what they see, what they listen to, what they share with people to penetrate into their heart. Because in a way, it never gets beyond their neck, because it stays in their brain. And they try to work it out with knowledge, with understanding. But we are people who believe by faith. We believe in Jesus Christ as being the Son of God. We believe in him being very God himself. And that, as he describes himself as being the Son of the Father, and the Father being Father God that he looks to, but yet God is one. He's not three. He's revealed himself as being three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But there only is one God. So the Father is God, and Jesus is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. And so we have this mystery of all three being one God. And it is a mystery, but we believe it by faith, because it's something that we take into our hearts. It's something that we believe in our inner core. It may not make sense to my mind, but I believe, because I know the truth and I'm of the truth and I hear his voice. And I pray that many of you that listen to me are of the truth as well. And if you're still listening, there's a good possibility you're of the truth and you understand the things that I'm saying. And so Jesus says, everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. And you see, there's a fourth soil. The sower sowed the seed, some on the pathway. The thief comes to steal. Some fell on shallow ground, and the sun scorched it, and it dried up and died. The thief comes to kill. Some falls in good ground, but there are weeds, and the weeds come and they choke and they stop harvest coming. The thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy the promise of what seemed to be good plant, destroy it and to stop it from bearing fruit. But then John 10:10 ends by Jesus says, but I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Because the fourth kind of soil is good soil. And in the parable of the sower in Mark chapter 4, it tells us that the seed that fell on good soil sprang up and produced a harvest, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold. You see, Jesus wants us to have abundance, more than enough, so that we become a blessing. Because we're reminded of the story of Abraham, because God blessed him that he would be a blessing. And that blessing of Abraham is for all of us, because it's in and through the blessing that comes from Jesus. Because we were never meant to be those who just had enough to get by, enough to succeed, enough to survive, enough to live. We were given so that we would have more than enough, so that we would be in a position to bless others. Yes, to take care of our needs. Yes, to take care of the needs of our family, of those whom we love. But also to have more than enough, an abundance, and even a superabundance, that we can bless other people. We are blessed to be a blessing. So that verse 37 of John chapter 18, Pilate therefore said to Jesus, "Are you a king then?" And Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born." In other words, for this reason, this is why I came. "For this cause I came into the world," he says, "that I should bear witness to the truth." And his life bore witness to the truth because he came speaking, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." He healed the sick, he cleansed the leper, he cast out demons, he raised the dead. And he paid the ultimate sacrifice, which is the truth, that he died upon a cross for you and me, that our sins are forgiven, that we can be with him forever. Jesus came from heaven to take us back to heaven because he didn't want to just have heaven on his own. He wanted us with him, and he taught the truth and he spoke the truth. His life was a very witness to the truth. And everyone who is of the truth hears his voice. And so these things that I am saying are the truth, and they should be resonating in your spirit, resonating in your heart, because you are those who hear, because you have ears to hear and you understand. And because you have ears to hear and you understand, you are of the truth. And because you are of the truth, you hear the voice of Jesus. So I want to encourage you to continue to listen to his voice, to continue to open your heart to him and allow him to speak into your life. Not just so that you have it all, but so that you then can be a witness like Jesus was a witness and is a witness. And you can share out of the abundance of your heart with the people that you meet. Because then and only then will people come to know the truth. We are called to be his witnesses. Jesus says in Matthew 28 at the end of the gospel, he says, "Go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey all things that I've commanded you." That's what he said to his original disciples, and it's the same today. And those of us who are of good soil will produce a harvest 30, 60, 100-fold because we're of the truth and we hear his voice. Amen.